that need to be dealt with.
This meeting is now being recorded.
Helping these ministers to do what they need to do, each one in their original, in their home territory that you will give it to them, and any changes we need to make, help us to make those changes in Jesus' name. Now, first of all, I want to minister to someone on the line how to activate a divine reversal in the midst of troubling circumstances. Now, that word divine reversal means that things will come. It's not our lesson anymore, but the Lord wants to minister to somebody. Maybe having some stiffness in their ministry, it looks like it's not going to break loose. Or you may have been, somebody may have come against you or a group, whatever it may be. This lesson, this strategy, I want you to have it. Whenever anything like that come up, over the years I've been using this, how to activate a divine reversal. That word, divine reversal, those two words are very important in the midst of troubling circumstances, no matter what come up. So in one of my devotionals, I read like this, and it's talking to the first person. God said, if you learn to trust me, really trust me with your whole being, then nothing can separate you from my peace. Everything you endure can be put to good use by allowing it to train you in trusting me. Very important. So that means no matter what attack come against you, if you, it's a training period to allow you to train yourself to trust in God more. And he says, this is how you fall, F-O-I-L, or to be fooled, the works of evil, brought in grace through the very adversity, or the very adversity that was meant to harm you. Now listen to what it says here. Joseph was a prime example of this divine reversal. Declaring to his brothers, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. So what I'm saying here is sometimes the enemy always means evil against you, and somebody rise up in your church, or rise up against your ministry, or rise up against your family. They mean evil, but if we continue to trust in God, and I know this person from my own personal life and ministry, God will turn it out to your good. Do not fear what this day or any day may bring your way. Concentrate on trusting me and on doing what needs to be done. Relax in my sovereignty. Remember that I go before you as well as with you into each day. Fear no evil, for I can bring good out of every situation you will ever encounter. And you want to read in Genesis 50, verse 20 in the New American Standard Bible, and read Psalm 23:4. Now, that's just for someone who may be going through something. The Lord told me to do that in my video devotional in the morning. When I got to this one, he told me, let it be known to the group to trust in him no matter in that divine reversal. That's a powerful thing. Now, in our lesson this morning, we'll go back to the principles of joining this alliance. I want to do the last two. Then I want to go into the understanding of covenant. So there are some very important things there that can really set us free and make us stronger. But in the book, Apostolic Strategies, Affecting Nation, in the second forward on page 9, I began to meditate this, and I thought I was going to teach this out completely, but then God brought it back to these principles. But I want to read the foreword in this book because I think it has all of the amenities that we need to grasp at this time because we're in the stage of developing properly. In other words, as we go, may we see what we need to take out and what God is having to put in. He says it is always important for the church to be aware prophetically. This is a time when the Holy Spirit is making the body of Christ aware of its apostolic nature and calling. Now, when we talk about the church and we talk about the body of Christ, I want to think about the LTMA, too. We are in the church and we are the body of Christ. But I want to think about this alliance that we're setting up, the structure that we're trying to build, or the structure that we are building under the foundation of ministry. Clear teaching is needed as to God's strategies to enable the apostolic anointing for the spiritual awakening that he has promised and for what he is preparing the church. Yes, the harvest is imminent, and more Christians are aware of this. However, the church has to be ready for such a time. Multitude will be in the valley of decision, and when they start to recognize the Lordship of Jesus Christ, there will be a sudden and great influx into the church. This, the church has to be prepared. In recent decades, we have witnessed a restoration of teaching, evangelistic, and prophetic ministries. New believers have recognized this need of apostolic anointing and covering in the right sense. Here, there's a mountain to climb. For in recent years, there have been many who claim to be apostles, but are not because their ministries do not measure up to the biblical description of the ministry of an apostle. And there have been several non-biblical concepts of apostolic covering that has resulted in people lording it over others instead of leading. Very important. Very, very important. Enabling and equipping through example and the obvious anointing of their life. When a person is a true apostle, he is recognized as such by others without having to make extravagant claims for himself. So those of you who have that book and those of you who do not have this book of the Apostle's Prayer, you need to get your hand on it. And those of you who do have it, I want you to read that second forward number two, read it 3 or 4 times and get that down in your spirit. Now, we're dealing with the 7 principles of joining the alarms. And I was going on to the cover, but I need to touch these last 2 principles. The 6th principle of those who join us in covenant is that they are concerned for national transformation rather than just for personal benefit. Number 1, there's a new generation of people who are desired to see the sovereign hand of God upon the whole nation. We have to have the nation in our vision, in our mind, in the LTMA. They believe that this is the now season for city transformation, but also the nation. Now, number 3 is very important, and I believe we're doing this because overnight we're not going to change. I know that. But the willingness to change, that we can be in the perfect will of God, I believe that it exists among us. So when the 12 are making correction, those corrections are on purpose. When you talk to one another about various things, it shouldn't have been that way. Always receive it as a brother and a sister, because correction is going to have to be made down the line because we're coming into a strong front here. We're coming into a strong organization, and it got to be beyond oneself into the allowance as a whole. In other words, no show-off, no competition, but we're completing one another. We're not going to, and that's something I won't get into. Let me hurry up and get out. We're living beyond selfish agendas as we long to see a generation pressing in for common destiny and kingdom agenda. So those 2 things, common destiny and kingdom agenda, must be utmost on our utmost in our mind and heart. They want the word of the Lord to become fulfilled in the lives and the ministries of those who have a national kingdom mandate. I'm reading that 6th principle about the national transformation. There's a scripture here in 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 3, and verse 10 in 1 Chronicles chapter 11, and 1 Chronicles 14, 2. I'm not going to read them for time's sake, but you can read them. 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 3, and verse 10. And the 14th chapter in the 2nd verse, it says, even David realized and knew that God was doing all these wonderful things for the sake of his people. So we have to understand that whatever God used you to do, or whatever God bless you, whatever God pays you, he's doing it for the sake of his people. Read those scriptures and they show you clearly. God's eyes are fixed upon the destiny of the nation. Every one of God's people must see a collective bigger picture. God is willing to bless and equip individuals because of his faithfulness to all of us. Now, right there, it's number eight. God is willing to bless and equip individuals because of his faithfulness to all of us. A genuine faithfulness is being established in the LTMA. A faithfulness to the cause of God. And because of that combined faithfulness, all of our ministry is going to begin to receive blessing that is not normal as just running as a long ranger. I believe that God, all these years, God has blessed my life and my ministry for you. It wasn't just for me. God knew this day was going to come. God desired those who are blessed to edify the whole body. 1 Corinthians 14:4-12-20. Here's another one under this principle that I think is important. And may the Holy Spirit help us. Those who come to join us must know a higher national agenda. They must not hijack the church or their lives for their own personal gain. You might hear a little noise in the background traveling. But they told my wife to kick the television back on. I mean, my RV. She might hear in the background, so just put up with it. Because I think the background will be better than this heat. I turn it off. The reason for the laws is to further strength so that together we can do great exploit toward reaching our common destiny. Each individual must be at their maximum capacity so that the total of our collective contribution will be challenged to the fulfillment of God's purpose for our lives. Listen to this. Each individual, that's talking about you and I, must be at their maximum capacity. Why? So that the total of our collective contribution, notice that, maximum capacity, collective contribution, then it says will be channeled, I love it, to the fulfillment of God's purposes for our lives. That is so important that each one of us come, we put all we got into this, and it become a collective contribution, then we permit the Holy Spirit to channel that maximum capacity and collective contribution, channel it to the fulfillment of God's purpose for our lives. He goes on to say, when individuals who join the church desire only to use the church to go where they want to go, same thing with their lives. Selfish people fall out of the race and they choose their own agendas along the way. My prayer is that you stay long enough to recognize how important what God has placed in our life here in the LTMA and what God is doing, that you may look beyond the flaws of each one of us as an individual. We all have flaws and imperfections, and we're all working on our sanctification. You know, we got justification. Bam, as soon as we accepted Christ, we were saved. We declared righteous. In the second coming of Christ, we're going to be caught up in a moment. In the presence of God, we're going to be changed. But we live in now, and you must share those who pastor in the churches, and as well as we who are ministers, we must recognize we're in the salvation stage of sanctification. It's so important of being set apart. When Paul talks about in Philippians 2:12-13, he talks about working out your own soul salvation. And then he says, you know, God is at work in you to do his will and his good pleasure. Well, I want you to realize this. Justification is a position. Glorification, the rapture is already set. But renewing your mind and permitting the Holy Spirit to restore your soul. Now, I'm off to something that I'm because I'm dealing with something now with ministers' infidelity falling through the cracks, little schemes, playing these little games, sidestepping, doing things that they shouldn't be doing and don't know why they're doing it. The Apostle Paul talked about this wrestle in Romans 6:7-8. Why the righteous can't live right? Why ministers cannot do what's right with women, with money, with their families, why they can't do it, why are we having this problem? Well, number one, those of you who are married, the Apostle Paul told us that we have to walk with our mate, that treat the wife as the weaker vessel. He said if we don't do it, he said our prayer is going to be hindered. So I want that understood in my life as your leader. I have set my heart to live a sanctified life. See, sanctification, and the church knows very little about this, ladies and gentlemen. Sanctification means I just set apart. Yeah, but there's work involved. See, there's a lesson going around that teaching about grace. Yes, I understand grace. And I understand that grace works through faith. And I understand that there's some obligations, some things. Don't only be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. James said, show me your faith, and I'll show you my faith by my work. So there's some things that we have to do. And what I, holiness, now let's talk about being holy. The Lord, the Spirit of God is drawing me to this. Because some of you all may have some flaws in your life. We need to get straight. And we can't get away with it. We're going to have to be clean and wholesome men and women. I'm a clean, your leader is clean. You know, John 15:3 said, you're clean to the word. And then in John 17, when Jesus was talking about his high priestly prayer, he said, I've sanctified them with thy truth. Thy word is true. So this sanctification process is where our salvation is now. Once we as ministers learn this and begin to walk this and manifest this and enjoy this and teach this, then the church, which is in major trouble now, I'm not talking about the world system. I'm talking about, you know, this guy step out, somebody come out the closet. He should have never been in the closet. That's satanic. And the president called him and congratulated him. All these people, they don't even know what's going on. We can't let that upset us, because seducing spirit, familiar spirits are on the wrong today. But as long as we understand what we're supposed to be doing and permit the Spirit of God and the Word of God to keep us in the place of sanctification until the rapture comes, that we'd be a living example in front of the people we lead by living a wholesome life. So let me break this down. If you're having some kind of a problem, pornography, sexual problem, family problem, you must check your sanctification. You must check, because if you don't get your sanctification right, listen to me. Sanctification is an act or a process. Being holy is a conduct. So you can't be holy if you're not sanctified. Come on now, get me now. So there's three aspects of salvation: justification, sanctification, and glorification. Justification, you got that. You got to be righteous. Glorification, I know it sounds elementary, but it's really not elementary. It's the deepest thing you can learn. It's deeper than the gifts of the Spirit for a man to live right and know how to live right. So if you're having that problem, just pray, get before God, sanctify your heart before the Lord thy God. Let God bring your heart into sanctification, because the problem lies in your soul and your body. Your soul and your body do not want to enter into the realm of sanctification. Your mind want to think what he want to think, and your body want to do what he want to do. And it'll lean toward the pleasures of the world. So we got to make sure that we're living a clean life. And I asked the Lord, I told the Lord, and this might be spiritual or some, but I'd rather leave you than fall and just mess people alive up. I'd rather just take me out of here. I said that to the Lord many, many, many years ago. And so this is important that we understand it. All right, let's get back to the lesson where we were. Demas had deserted Paul, but Luke stayed with him, and others were to help Paul finish his assignment on the earth. That's in 2 Timothy 4:10. You remember John Mark did the same thing. He turned back. It said that without Demas, without the one who was helping him, he could not have finished his course. Now, I said to the 12, and I'm also saying to LPMA, I think there's a course that I have to run as an apostle and a prophet that God has been building in me the last 25 or 30 years, because I remember preaching in Atlanta, Georgia, for Bishop Keith Butler. And, you know, I'm from the country. I preached for him, and anointing fell in that meeting that night. It was a strong anointing. And we went to his office, and we were sitting in his office, and he told me, he says, Brother Thompson, he says, now, he said, that's Apostle Skinner's anointing. Well, I don't know nothing about an apostle. I don't know nobody about no Apostle Skinner or nobody else, but I've been getting to see Apostle Skinner and find out what he had left in the body of Christ, and he had a strong healing anointing. And you know, my apostolic anointing is in finance, but it's also in government, in dealing with ministers. I understand that God had prepared me all these years. But that was a hit right there about this apostleship that we are walking in now. So we need those who will engage accurately and not become entangled in civil pursuit so they can finish the assignment together with us. All right. Let's look at the seventh principle. For those who join us, is that they may covenant after they have been baptized in the spirit of sacrifice. Well, I read about this. I never heard of this. Baptized in the spirit of sacrifice. I've heard with praise, baptized in the Holy Ghost. But here he's talking about baptized in the spirit of sacrifice. We're going to need that. You all are not pushing it as hard as I would desire for you to push it. Just showing up at the meeting. Now, we have some of us who are not the 12, but they're making every effort to be at every meeting. It's so important because as the apostolic networking gets stronger and stronger, those who be closer to you or to me will pick up that apostolic anointing stronger. Simply answer, I have one of my men, I have 12 master barons in my church. I have a lawyer who dropped off some kind of way. I don't know what happened to him and his wife. They dropped off, but I was thinking, I was praying about one man, another man to put it in. All of a sudden, God said, no, hey, he's sitting right there. So Brian, I'm going to install Brian as that 12th man in the church. Now, why? Because he'd be at all the meetings. He's traveling with me. He's going to bring that apostolic anointing back to those other 11 men who are not traveling, who are in my church, who are not pushing to travel. You know, I wish you would travel more. But the wisdom of God will give you wisdom. Every man who's traveling, catching all the anointing, know how things work, he'd be able to influence those other guys and bring them into the revelation of this walk or this way of doing things or how I do things as I travel. Now, let's deal with being baptized in the spirit of sacrifice. Number one, covenant relationships are not established with those who fail to value the relationship and crown it with the spirit of sacrifice. Wow. Listen to this. Covenant relationship. Now, you got a concept over there. It says here, are not established with those who fail to value the relationship. And I believe you value relationship, and I want you to get strong in that value because I value your relationship. And crown it, and the way to do it is, you're crowning with the spirit of sacrifice. What do you mean crowning with being baptized in the spirit of sacrifice? Or crowning our relationship with the spirit of sacrifice? That means sometimes you just got to flat foot do what you got to do to make it happen. See, easy street. A lot of times, listen, I was baptized in the spirit of sacrifice when I first started out in the ministry. I did everything I could do, need to do, trying to find what God wanted me to. I followed everybody that God connected me with, and when they turned around, I was on their heel. Some of y'all are not baptized in the spirit of sacrifice or in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As your apostle, as your leader, right where you sit or right where you're driving, I pray that the Holy Spirit will baptize you in the spirit of sacrifice, that this covenant relationship will become stronger and tighter, and you'll push your personal agenda aside and go back and find out that your personal agenda have grown beyond your imagination, because you operated in the spirit of sacrifice. So, Father, I impart to the 12 and to all of LTMA members that they be baptized in the spirit of sacrifice for your will and your plan and your purpose that you have called us to carry out. Hallelujah. The price we are willing to pay, reveal the value we place upon the relationship. That couldn't be said no clearer. I'm going to call my phone. Can you see and hear me? Leroy? Hello?
I can hear you, Dad. I
can hear you, Apostle.
Man, I covered the phone. I got so excited. I covered the phone up. Listen to this statement. The price we are willing to pay reveals the value we place upon the relationship. Those who chose to follow in covenant must come with their measure of sacrifice. It's simple. I've done this and I still do it. There's a measure of sacrifice you got to make. Ain't nobody in here that's going to be poured on you. You got to pull for it. The Apostle Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize. So I would admonish all the members of the LTMA to press harder, to uncover the roof. There's a lot of people getting away, a lot of things getting away, but you need to press. When God first introduced the concept of covenant to Abraham, Abraham was merely a sleeping partner. A sleeping partner. Listen to that. He's merely a sleeping partner. But in chapter 17 of Genesis, when he had to be circumcised, without the sacrifice of the flesh, we cannot connect in the realm of the spirit. Wow. Without the sacrifice of the flesh, we cannot connect in the realm of the spirit. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to sacrifice, make a sacrifice of the flesh. The flesh will get in the way and not let us make that pressing mark we need to make proper connection in the realm of the spirit. Now, those, I know you come to the cheer meeting. Thank God, not one of y'all going to miss the cheer meeting. But I pray God anoint you and finance you that you can get into more meetings, because the closer you get to this anointing, the deeper we're going to get into relationship and covenant, and the more impartation that the Spirit of God is going to allow me to release. God is a spirit. Those who transact with God must step up or be caught up into the spirit realm. The cutting off of the flesh was a seal signifying that covenant was executed. And so let's see this now. In the Old Testament, they would circumcise a man. Excuse me. Let me drink a water. They were circumcising a man in his natural flesh. That was a seal signifying that covenant was executed. So until you sacrifice, now I think I impart the baptism sacrifice on you in a few minutes. Until you become sacrificial in the flesh realm, you all have a seal signifying that the covenant is executed. In other words, you've got to make more of an effort and push and press. It's my job to exalt you and edify you to do that. God did not reveal himself again after the first experience of Abraham in covenant, because Abraham was still prepared for an alternative channel for the fulfillment. You can't have, you got to burn the bridges. You can't have no alternative here. You have to recognize that this is what God can connect you with. You're going all the way. You're going to do everything you can to make it strong, and you're going to receive all the benefits from it that God desires for you to have. Are you still there? You're listening. Be prepared for any way of deceit to get what's promised. See, he went through other channels. Alternative, he tried to, you know, he ended up with Isaac. And a lot of times we end up with, what's that boy's name? Ishmael. Instead of Isaac, because he had an alternative. God told him what he's going to do. And a lot of times our ministry, what happened to our ministry, you see. God then reckoned this self-abandonment and first full trust in his word as righteousness. He waited another 13 years until Abraham was ready to pay the price. The result of the journey of Abraham's life and the pinnacle of his faith was revealed when he was willing to sacrifice Isaac in obedience to God's voice. This was what he willingly sacrificed for his walk in covenant with God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is what the teaching is saying, that God called Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, in which Abraham had waited on many years to receive. God said, do you really love me? And I think this is what God said to me as your leader. Are you willing to put out all you got? Are you willing to pray for LPMA? Are you willing to minister to them when they need to be ministered? Are you, do you really love them? Have you set them apart in your heart? And God is saying the same thing. Do you really love this organization? Are you really thankful? Are you willing to sacrifice your best? Are you willing to set your agenda on the side and make sacrifices? Because your future is brighter than where you are now. And this is what he's saying. Are you willing to sacrifice to walk in covenant with God? Are you willing to sacrifice the walk? See, some of y'all have meeting when I have meeting. That's not right. The meeting should be canceled. I don't care if I change my meeting. You need to change yours. So don't let that happen anymore. You cannot have a meeting going on when I have a meeting going on. Even if I may, so let's look at the, let's look at the Bible. All right. Wait a minute. Elijah. Let's look at this thing now. Elijah just kept changing direction on Elijah. The other preacher said, man, you got to have your own meeting. What the matter? But Elijah said, hold that, man. I'm in covenant connection. I got to make some sacrifice here. Y'all don't want to make sacrifice. That's your problem. Leave me alone. There's no excuses. Excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. When I got a meeting going on, if you following me, if I change the meeting, you need to change yours. You got men in this organization and women in this organization will change their agenda instantly. And you know God got a grace for that. God honor that more than your meeting. Maybe your meetings are not being blessed as they should be because you're not. So watch that. Be careful with that. That's a sad excuse. You shouldn't have no meeting when your apostle is moving. You should be moving with the apostle. The spirit of sacrifice seals the covenant with God. So the spirit of sacrifice and anything that God is really behind and God is really doing it, the spirit of sacrifice seals the covenant. If you don't have the spirit of sacrifice, if you're working LTMA around your agenda, you're not really tuning in. You're not going to make it. You're going to fall off somewhere. Something's going to be saved. Something's going to be done that's going to give you an excuse to fall off the trunk. As many have who should be with us this morning, they're not on this line. They should be with us. They're struggling. They're suffering. Because wherever God has designed for you to be and you're not there, you're not where the blessing is. From 2 Samuel 24:24, you need to read that. There are many who will join us at a time of celebration and share our joy, but only those who come to sacrifice will us know the value of all that God is doing in our life. See, some just won't come for celebration and joy and share the joy, but only those who come to sacrifice will us know the value of all that God is doing in our life. They know their part in covenant keeping. You know, sacrifice is a strong word. And I don't think it's been impressed enough on those of us who are pastoring on our congregation. I don't think it's been impressed enough on our children. I think that we need to tighten up on our relationship with our children, positioning them for the next generation. Not letting somebody else take their place. When our children grow to age, we need to start curling them, grooming them, to put them in the position. Some of them might be a little rebellious, but in your prayer time, just turn them over to the Lord because they got to come back. God said he'll contend with them and contend with your children. It's so important to put them in position. You know, as a leader, I have all my children in position. And, you know, it's only by the grace of God, as Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. But the flow of grace has been so tremendous in my life. I can't hardly take it when I stop talking about it. It's just been a full grace. Have I had challenges? Have I had opposition to circumstance? Absolutely. But the flow of grace overcame it all. And so at this junction, I'm gonna focus in on your children. Getting them in position, the one who are in age. I'm going to school every LTMA member how to bring them, especially you pastors, how to bring your children on the front row of your ministry, and how to groom them, and how to pray for them, and how to get them out of trouble. Because Satan really wants our children. He wants our grandchildren. Because he knows who we are. He recognizes who we are. But the power of God is greater than the power of the enemy. So just, you who are listening to me this morning, just start grooming your children. Start bringing your children closer to you. I'm not talking about pacifying them. I'm talking about making them strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's very important. I'm going to talk a few more minutes. I've been going about 35 minutes. But I just want to touch on the purpose of covenant for a few moments. Here we have a covenant relationship that's not confined only to a marriage relationship. You know, covenant is strong in the eyes of God. And here's some strong, three strong principles of a covenant. Three strong principles of a covenant. It is established within a relationship built upon God's agape love. Here's these three strong principles of sacrifice. We've been going over that one. Of honor. We talk about the culture of honor, dealing with it, and integrity. So sacrifice, honor, and integrity are utmost important for LTMA Alliance to walk in a strong covenant relationship. Another thing is that members within LTMA are the church will one day come into it as they mature into the spiritual stature of the man of Christ. Jesus commanded us to love one another in the way he loved us. He loved us to the end, and he loved us with a godly love. Now, you know Romans 5:5 says the love of God that she has brought in our heart. Then the scripture talking about love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul, love your neighbor as yourself. And says, on these hang all the love. So this agape love in LTMA has to be in place because, you see, if agape love not in place, sacrifice not going to be in place, covenant not going to be in place, integrity not going to be in place, honor not going to be in place, and correction and protection and provision not going to be in place. See, all of that must work together. And without a strong bond of love, you know, 1 Corinthians 13 says you can give your body to be born, you can prophesy. So the love of God has to be in this alliance. We have to walk. We cannot do it on our own. We cannot say, well, I just like the apostle or I just like so-and-so. No, no, no. We're going to have to be a stronger bond than that because the higher we get, the bigger the wave is going to get. Waves of blessing, but also waves of adversity. You know, Jesus laid down his life for us. That's the sacrifice he gave, and that's why we all love him this morning. Just a few more things. You know, he sacrificed all for us so that we, through his sacrifice, can find life and life abundantly. Therefore, this level of relationship established in covenant will become a reality to those who follow the new commandment given to the disciples after Judas had left the upper room. That's John 13:31, 34, and 35, to love you one another. Now, there are three, four seeds of the enemy we have to avoid if we're going to walk in covenant relationship. This threefold or these three satanic seeds must be dealt with. As long as the satanic seeds of offense, discord, and betrayal are within the heart of a believer, in one of our hearts, we have to watch offense. You know, sometimes we get in the flesh. Now, there was something among the 12 that got in the flesh. I nipped it in the bud. Got in the flesh, just talking, just young and talking. You mess around, say something, and cause somebody else to say something else. So you have to watch that. Then it'll build. The offense will come. Discord will come. Then when offense and discord have kicked in those two seeds, then betrayal is going to start coming. So we got to watch offense, got to watch discord, we got to watch betrayal. You know, Jesus dealt with the 12 real strong about this. He kept checking the slack out of the 12. Checking the slack out of you, my leader. Checking the slack out of the 12. And then there are threefold defense we need to know about. Love, unity, and covenant. Now, love, unity, and covenant cannot be kept if offense, discord, and betrayal is there. As long as the Santag seed of offense, discord, and betrayal are within the heart of the people, love, unity, and covenant cannot be kept and practiced. Matthew 24:10. You might read it. Matthew 24:10. Matthew 10:21-22. Now, here's the LTMA. When the church comes into the power of covenant relationship, betrayal, unforgiveness, discord, and offense will be overcome within the church, overcome within LTMA. So four things that must be maintained among us. We must maintain these things in their place. We must watch these four things: betrayal, unforgiveness, discord, and offense. And the way they're dealt with is love, unity, and covenant. These things are so important if we talk about covenant. Now, it's 10:41. I said I was going to quit, but I'm going to read a little more. That's another one. Guess. Betrayal will not take place. And they say in the church, but I say in our lounge. But only in the harlot church, or the harlot lounge, or the harlot organization. And that's why I stepped on this. Let me give you three things right here. Our foundation must be strong with prayer. Listen to the next statement. And ministered to by the word. In other words, we've got to have a strong prayer life. And our lives, our lives, must be ministered to by the word. You know, the disciples will give ourselves to prayer and minister the word. But the Holy Ghost in prayer told me, say, our foundation must be strong with prayer. And we must be ministered to by the word. Before we talk about ministering the word. And then what we're defining again, the LTMA 9, it takes one or two or three years to do it, is our purpose must be clear. Our lives must be clean. Our ministry must be clean and upright. And then the destiny will be successful. That's what I want, the right foundation, the right purpose. And I know if I get the right foundation, the right purpose in your life, I know the destiny is going to come out right. The satanic system of Babylon will not permeate through the bondage of the true church. We know God's way of covenant is better than a casual relationship with God. So let's not ever make this relationship we have a casual relationship. Shoo-shooing and playing around. Yes, you laugh and talk, but you got to keep it in the utmost part of your mind what we are about. God took Abraham on a journey of faith, but it was established on a covenant, not just a promise. It was established on a lifelong relationship, not just one in common. It was an awesome journey, not just an event. Listen, it was an awesome journey, not just an event. It was established on a lifelong relationship, not just one in common. It was established on a covenant, not on just a promise. So as we impart these truths to you, may the Lord and may the Holy Spirit help us to grasp the significance of God raising us up at this hour with an apostolic, prophetic anointing coming upon each one of us, establishing us not only for governmental right, territorial right, city right, but to the nation. I think that God's finally going to send us to the nation. He's going to do a lot of things in our lives. But we're in a preparatory period. This morning, I think the major thing that I know I hadn't heard of, maybe some of y'all have heard of it, but the Lord gave me the right to release on you the baptism of sacrifice this morning and go over this thing, over and over this thing. A lot of great, dynamic, tremendous, powerful truth was set forth by my lips this morning. My inability and inadequacy and insufficiency, may the Holy Spirit breathe on it. May the Holy Spirit spit on your heart this morning, that your heart can receive the glory and the power and the wisdom, my God, and the understanding and the knowledge and the strength you need to be strong at a time like this. May oceans of opportunities be open before you. May the Red Sea fall back and let you walk through it this morning in the leadership of God, with your enemy behind you, but he can't touch you. May all stagnant blockage that Satan has tried to set in your way be removed by our corporate anointing on this line this morning. May every one of your bodies be solid, healed, and strong by the God of health and by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. May your finances be unleashed from the four corners of the earth. And angels, I commission prosperity angels to start bringing into your personal life and into your ministries the over-sufficient amount that you need to do what God has called you to do. May our bonding become strong and stronger. May we look beyond each other's infirmities and see the grace of God working in our lives. May we become so strong as an alliance and organization that men will hear around the world the things that God is doing with us, and we're walking in holiness, walking in sanctification, walking in holiness, walking in brotherly love, walking in truth, walking in wisdom. Anything that's holding you back, may whatever it be, is not greater than our God. As your apostle, I speak over you this morning. I speak not only over you, but I speak over your children, that they will turn their face toward the Lord. That every power that is trying to draw them away from the gospel will get grip. Wherever your child at today, I send forth this apaka lusiko vidavoshika embodasishka. I send forth this apostolic anointing to arrest your children, to make them bow down in the presence of God, that they may serve God with a fervent spirit, with fervency, with a hot pursuit of God, and that we will raise up families and we will raise up ministries that will be spoken of throughout eternity. I thank you, Father, for what you've done in LTM, and I thank you for what you're doing now. I praise you and I give you glory for this time we've spent together. May each one in the sound of my voice be touched by your breath, touched by your spirit this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I'll talk with you when I see you again.
Dr. Thompson.
I'm here.
Will you please say that name of that book that you read, that you said read the second Saul went out of? What's that book again?
Apostolic Strategies, Affecting Nation by Jonathan David.
All right, and it's a second forward, right?
Yes, it's on page 9, Roman number 9.
So it's Apostolic Strategies, page 9, is the second forward.
The second forward, you got one forward, then it's the second forward, just at the beginning of the book. But I'm going to work through this book, because as my secretary said, I think my wife has said, this book actually is my life. Exactly, you know, Dr. Fall giving his book, but God had it divided for exactly my life, just the life I've been living. And then just put it in words. Excuse me for whining, the anointing that got on me so strong, I can't hardly handle it. So I'm kind of whining. But I want so bad for these men and women to recognize my heart. And they recognize I wouldn't hurt them for nothing in the world. I want to take them somewhere. I've been places, Leroy, I can't even explain in the spirit, as Apostle Paul said. I've been caught up. I can't even explain some of the words I heard. I can't even speak. But there's so much I can speak if we can develop this relationship properly. It's no secret. It's no accident that God got this book into my hand and got that tape, my gift to y'all, that the young man has spoken over my apostleship. I didn't even know it existed. Until my secretary brought me, and God brought me back to Bishop Butler when he spoke at his church in Atlanta 27 years ago. That that's an Apostle Skinner anointing. I ain't know about no apostle anointing. So you know, in my feverish way, you know, I may talk three or four ways in one time sometimes, and the Spirit hit me with different things. But just listen. Like the old man said, listen hard, because there's something in there for you. I think that LTMA is developing strong. I think we, just the people on this line, with the respect and the honor to give, that's a sacrifice to be on this line. I think the many who are sacrificing to travel, it is utmost importance. It put a spring in my heart and a spring in my step to live longer, to impart more, because there are those who are ready to receive. Just stay in this book. Just read. Read a chapter. You don't ever go down straight down a book. Just read a chapter. Get this stuff in your spirit, because I'm coming through it that we can learn this apostolic. Actually, the LTMA is an apostolic prophetic team. This anointing will fall on every one of the members who operate in the baptism of sacrifice. All right, Leroy. Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Forbes, you can start the roll call.
yes, sir. Thank you, Reverend Thompson. Let me call first the Master Vision Bearers. Please answer in the affirmative as you're on the call. Reverend Leroy Thompson, Jr.
Call to me.
I know, of course I know you're on. Reverend Montrell Thompson. Pastor Joseph Brown.
Present.
All right, this is Dr. Forbes. Bishop Jason Martin.
Present.
All right, Pastor Marvin Moore.
Present.
Pastor Jeffrey Phillips. Dr. Patrick Randall.
Present.
Bishop Daniel Robertson, Jr., please.
Present.
Dr. Kenneth Skelton.
Present.
Pastor Ron Walker.
Present.
Thank you. Dr. Carlos Williams.
Present.
All right, wonderful. First circle that we'll go to, and what we've done on the roll call, everyone, just so you understand, is just out of honor and the proper protocol, Reverend Leroy Thompson is called first, and then Reverend Montrell Thompson on the MBB roll call and also on the circles. So we're a little out of our regular flow, but this is the correct flow from here on out. So we'll start with Reverend Leroy Thompson, Jr. Oh, Reverend Leroy. All right, let me cover for him and just make sure we get his circle called. Reverend Freddie Banks.
Present.
Minister Charlene Blackwell.
Present.
Pastor Robert Blackwell.
Present.
Reverend Bruce Boyette. Reverend Larry Esther.
Present.
Pastor Tommy Givner.
Present.
Reverend Delicia Green. Pastor Julius Haston.
Present.
Pastor Joyce Lafon.
Present.
Reverend Oliver Mack.
Present.
All right, Reverend Valeria Mack.
Present.
Pastor Robert Porter.
Present.
Reverend Dean Sinceri.
Present.
Reverend Ed Gazzino. All right. Would the members of the circle led by Reverend Thompson Jr., would you press star 6 to remute your phones, please? That's going to take us to Reverend Montrell Thompson.
Come on, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Reverend Donovan, you can take it from here.
Yes, sir. Dr. Paul, can you go to come get a call from my call? You better check my room.
Yes, you need me to do it for you?
Yes, sir. Well, I can do it now. Hold on. All right. Well, all the members of the circle that are leave, please unmute the phone by pressing plus. Reverend Reginald Bajois.
Present.
Reverend Cervantes Bell.
Present.
Reverend Sherry Brown.
Present.
Reverend Greg Calhoun.
Present.
Reverend John Davis. Dr. Tona Dickerson. Reverend Ronald Gautreaux.
Present.
Bishop David King.
Present.
Reverend Brian Holliday.
Present.
Pastor Hugh Jackson. Reverend Brenda Jackson.
Present.
Dr. Kevin James.
Present.
Reverend Lawrence Ledoux.
Present.
Reverend Joyce Parker.
Present.
Reverend Geraldine Refuge.
Present.
And Reverend Tommy Washington.
Present.
Thank you. All the members of the circuit that I lead, please remute your phone by pressing star 6. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Reverend Thompson. Pastor Joseph Brown, please.
Thank you, Dr. Forbes. At this time, I'm asking for all the circle members in which I lead to please unmute your phones by pressing star 6 for the roll call, please. Pastor Gary Bacon.
Present.
Pastor Leslie Bordwe. Pastor Doretha Coleman. She informed me that she has a legal matter that to deal with today. Pastor Gil Daly.
Present.
Minister Christopher Golden. Bishop Dell Henson is at work. He's on, but he can't answer the call, the roll call. Minister Kenya McRae.
Present.
Pastor Eric Miller.
Present.
Pastor Gary Warner.
Present.
Minister Stephanie Williams.
Present.
This concludes my roll call. Would you please place yourselves back on mute? Thank you. Back in your hands, Dr. Forbes.
Thank you, Pastor Brown. This is Dr. Forbes. All the members of the circle I lead, please press star 6 to unmute your phone for your roll call. Minister Mary Lou Clark. Minister Bishop Saul Clark.
Present.
Minister, Pastor, I'm sorry, Wilson Douglas.
Present.
Pastor Thera Ellison. Pastor Marcus Flores.
Present.
Pastor Kenneth Honore.
Present.
Minister Devon Powell.
Present.
Pastor Barbara Thomas.
Present.
Pastor Ronnie Thomas.
Present. It's
at work, okay, and on the call as well. Thank you, Pastor. Minister Yvonne Turner.
Present.
Pastor Melvin Washington.
Present.
Pastor Ricky White.
Present.
Wonderful, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star 6 to remute your phones. And next
Ford.
Is... Yes.
This is Co-Pastor Mary Lou Clark.
All right.
I was on the line.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, Bishop. Yes, I got you, Bishop Clark. I had you down. Thank you. Bishop Jason Martin, please.
Thank you, Dr. Forbes. Will all the members of the circle that I lead, please unmute your phones by pressing star 6 for roll call. Pastor Earl Bradford.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Lamille Brown.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Horace Green. Pastor Horace Green. Pastor David Jenkins.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Kemp Johnson.
Present.
Pastor Robert Lagore.
Present.
Dr. John Acato.
Present.
Pastor Curtis Moss.
Present.
Thank you. Once again, Pastor Horace Green. All right. Will all the members of the circle that I lead, please remute your phones by pressing star 6. Back into your hands.
All right. Thank you very much, Bishop Martin. Pastor Marvin Moore, please.
Thank you, Dr. Forbes. Will all the circles of the members of the circle that I lead, please unmute your phone by pressing star 6. Pastor Cheryl Brown.
Present.
Pastor Jeffrey Coffey.
Present.
Pastor Larry Dumas.
Present.
Pastor Janet German.
Present.
Pastor Michael German, he's at work. Minister Joel Hawkins.
Present.
Pastor Sherry Kelly.
Present.
And Pastor Raymond Muniz. Pastor Muniz. That concludes my roll call. With all the members of the circle that I lead, please remute your phone by pressing R6.
Thank you, Pastor Moore. Pastor Jeffrey Phillips. And I'll take his circle. I'll take his lead on the roll call, please. The members of Pastor Phillips' circle, please press star 6 to unmute your phone. Pastor James Alexander.
Present.
Pastor Jeffrey Arnold.
Present.
Pastor David Cowan.
Present.
Pastor Sheldon Early.
Present.
Pastor Ronald Jones.
Present.
Minister Carlton Keller.
Present.
Minister Dora Keller.
Present.
Minister Pamela Knighton.
Present.
And Pastor Stephen Wood.
Present.
All right, wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star 6 to remute your phones. And next is Dr. Patrick Randolph, please.
Thank you, Dr. Forbes. With the members of the circle which I lead, please use your phones by pressing star 6. Bishop Jeffrey Archangel.
Present.
Pastor Sandy Archangel.
Present.
Pastor Thomas Glover, Jr.
Present.
Pastor Julian Gonzalez.
Present.
Pastor Michael Grant.
Present.
Pastor Joseph Rodriguez.
Present.
Pastor Anthony Trice. I'm not sure if he got the information on the call yet, Pastor Forrest, so I'll have to get back with him on that. That concludes the roll call at this time. Would you please remute your phones by pressing star 6.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Randolph. Bishop Daniel Robertson, Jr., please.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Forrest. With the members of the circle that I lead, would you please press star 6 to unmute yourselves for roll call? Pastor Cecil Bly.
Present.
Pastor Alfonso Bray.
Present.
Pastor Marion Chandler.
Present.
Pastor William Davis.
Present.
Pastor Dwight Driscoll.
Present.
Pastor Kenneth Johnson.
Present.
Pastor Timothy Moore.
Present.
Minister Shedrick Whipple.
Present.
Pastor James White.
Present.
Okay, if you would please remute yourselves by pressing star 6. Back into your hands, Dr. Ford.
Thank you, Bishop Robertson. Next is Dr. Kenneth Skelton.
Thank you, Dr. Ford. With everyone in the circle that I'm now leading, please unmute your phones by pressing star 6 for roll call. Pastor George Boone.
Present.
Minister Sean Galladay is in Afghanistan on active duty. Pastor Kenneth Holloway.
Present.
Pastor Marla Holloway.
Present.
Pastor Johnny Milligan is on the call. I can't unmute himself at this time. Pastor Latisha Ross-Burrow was on the call, but now back to work. Pastor Valerie Tate.
Present.
Thank you. Would you please remute your phones by pressing star 6 and Dr. Falls is in your hand.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Skelton. Next, Pastor Ron Walker, please.
Thank you, Dr. Ford. Would all the members of the person which I lead, please press star 6 to unmute yourself for roll call, please. Minister Nigma Belcher.
Present.
Pastor Brian Coon.
Present.
Pastor Gary Davis.
Present.
Pastor Timothy Dunn.
I'm here, but I was tardy because of work.
Gotcha. Evangelist Brenda Thompson.
Present.
Pastor Earl Thomas.
Present.
Minister Linda Turner.
Present.
Pastor Virgil Turner. Pastor Virgil Turner.
Present.
Pastor David Walker.
Present.
Minister Roderick Williams.
Present.
And Pastor Lawrence Wood.
Present.
This concludes the roll call for the circle which I lead. Would you please press star 6 to renew your phone back into your hands, Dr. Ford. Thank you.
Pastor Ron, did you hear Pastor Linda Turner?
Yes,
Pastor
we got
Linda
you.
Turner?
Yes, we got you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Back into your hands, Dr. Ford. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Walker. And Dr. Carlos Williams, please.
Thank you, Dr. Forbes. I'm going to ask all those in the circle that I need to please unmute your phone by pressing star 6 at this time. Dr. Claudette O'Bear. Dr. Claudette O'Bear. Pastor William Carver.
Present.
Dr. Andrew Lloyd is on the call. Muted because he's...
Dr. Carlos.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Thank you. All right. Pastor Florence McWakwa. Pastor Maude Scroggins.
Here.
The correct response is present, Pastor Scroggins.
Excuse me, present.
Reverend J. Harry Simeon.
Present.
Dr. George Utah.
Present.
Minister George Wright.
Present.
Thank you. I'm going to ask all of you to remute your phone by pressing star 6. Thank you. Back in your hands, Dr. Forbes.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Williams. Are there any other LCA members that missed their roll call that need to check in before we dismiss the call, please? Could identify yourself in the MBB.
Dr. Forbes.
Yes.
This is Minister Dora Keller, my MVP, Pastor Phillips, and I just wanted to make sure that I was heard because I'm in clinic, so I wanted to make sure that I'm counted present.
Okay, thank you very much, Reverend Keller. Gotcha. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I think that will round out our roll call for today. Please don't forget about your continuance of your circles. That will be later today and tomorrow as well. Do remember we have a Monday Coming For You meeting this week, so you want to be in prayer or in attendance, either one or both for sure. Reverend Leroy Thompson, Jr., if you're on, are there any other remarks that you need, sir?
That isn't my trail. I'm just filling in for them. Just a couple of announcements for them to remember this week, Thursday and Friday, May 9th and 10th. At Columbus Christian Center in Columbus, Ohio, with Dr. Forbes. The service times are 7 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. Friday morning, and 7 p.m. Friday night, all Eastern Standard Times. And then also on May 23rd and 24th in Chandlerville, Texas, at Maximize Christian Center with Dr. Randolph. Put that on your calendar to make sure you're there in attendance or there online. Service times are the same as well, 7 o'clock p.m. on Thursday night, Friday morning at 10 a.m., and then Friday night at 7 p.m. That's all I have, Dr. Foles.
All right. Thank you, Reverend, very much, Reverend Thompson. Everybody be blessed.
Thank you.
Hello, hello.